The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Hi, welcome back to the fifth episode of On Ox. I'm here with
Katarina
and Kara.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Hey.
And this week we're gonna be talking about rap music.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna follow the same format as every episode, which, as you guys know, is our 5-minute segments each, roughly talking about our albums. We'll do our honorable mentions.
And our favorites of the week.
Favorites of the week. Yes.
Faves. I keep forgetting our faves.
That one. Keep forgetting that one.
Rap is a dynamic musical style defined by rhythmic and rhyming speech. And it emerged from African-American communities of New York City in the early 1970s. And it is now a global, worldwide cultural phenomenon. So rap is now more mainstream than ever. There are also different subgenres of rap. And rap isn't just exclusive to one specific sound. There's emo rap. There's electronic rap. What else is there? Hyperpop.
There's trap.
There's trap. There's drill. There's hip-hop.
90s hip-hop.
Yes. There's hyperpop rap as well.
Cloud rap. SoundCloud rap.
SoundCloud rap.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about rap this episode. So let's dive in.
Exactly. Stay tuned.
I was going to say take it in.
Let's dig in. We're so hungry.
Should I go first?
Yes.
Okay. My album is Saturation 3 by Brockhampton. Very good. It's like rap mixed with experimental hip hop. It is extremely experimental, and it was very, very ahead of its time, even though like December 15th, 2017, it was really ahead of its time. Back when, like, experimental music wasn't really mainstream, I first discovered this album, I would say, in grade 7 or 8. And the first songs that I really liked on this album were Boogie and Bleach. And those were the only songs that I kind of knew at the time. And I was just, like, 12 and 13 years old being like, wow, these are really good songs. And I never revisited the album again. And then I started listening to other songs from the album. And then I was just like, you know what? I need to listen to the whole thing because it was warranted. Like, I needed to. I think it's like one of their best projects in the timeline that they were a band. This was like one of their best projects, I would say. My favorites were Boogie, Zipper, Johnny, and Bleach. And also the songs transition into each other again. Like, and it does it so smoothly. Like, sometimes I don't even know that the track changed because of how smooth the song like just switches immediately. And it just works. It really does.
So is that like rewind sound effect?
Oh yeah, it is the rewind. They love to do the rewind. They do the rewind right before the song Bleach. It is, yeah. And that's like, I would say, probably my favorite from the album. It's just so good. It just feels so cheerful.
It really sends you back.
It does really send you back because it was such like a time capsule. Even though it was ahead of its time, it was still a time capsule because it stood out so much during like 2017, even 2018, because it was released in December. So it was a big album in the year 2018. I remember those songs on the album being used for a lot of Instagram edits during that time. Yeah, especially Boogie and Bleach, like those songs were used a lot during in transition edits for like different fandoms. So back when those Instagram edits were like using more underground or more like experimental songs for their edits, it was always like Brockhampton.
Editors have good music taste.
They really do. Sorry. Yeah, they really, really do. Yes.
Guys, Boogie is actually my morning alarm.
No, because genuinely, the way it starts, you do not get any, if you know. Those who know, you do not get any warning. Once it's also the first track of the album too, so that is your first introduction. It just hits you like a bus. That song literally just hits you like a bus. It also reminds you of it reminds me of Greedy by Ariana Grande because it just starts off really loud.
She's just like belting.
Oh, she just belts immediately. Yeah. Like it's just so loud. Like you don't really expect it, and then but it's so good. Like all of the sounds are so chaotic, but they all mesh really, really well together.
Yeah.
So I would say. Yeah, that's my pick.
That's cool.
It's really, really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, strap it away. Yeah, I mean, so I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite albums from last year, Scarlet 2 Clod. If you guys like don't already know, this is like one of my favorite albums from last year. This is my favorite Doja Cat album, and I think it's severely overhated. I was an OG Scarlet fan. I remember she kept like teasing bits of the album and I kept missing them on her live. So one day I just like stayed on her live for like an hour and a half, like waiting for something to happen. And then she did play a snippet of one of the songs, which was Gun. And I was like,
oh yes.
Instant fave.
I don't think that album got a lot of traction either.
No.
It didn't.
No attention at all.
No, even her new album. I think her new album did the worst out of the out past of all like of them three, yet? Which is crazy because I think the new album's like her best one production wise, even though I know.
Okay.
Sorry. Which is crazy because Hot Pink is like amazing, but I think this is her most like her strongest album and it's doing the worst.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think Planet Her is like, overrated.
I can't hide
personally.
My emotions.
No, I know. I will say like, I think I definitely have weird takes on Doja Cat, but that's just because
You respect the grind though. You respect,
it's not weird.
You
it's
respect
unpopular.
Her.
Yeah, I usually
you're a
like,
true fan. That's
everything I believe is usually against what people like to like think about her, but
not just Doja Cat too.
But
you respect her work ethic and like how the work that she puts in her music.
She's such a artist. Her vision is always really strong. Scarlet was crazy. I don't care what anyone says. Scarlet was crazy. I liked Mask a lot. That's like one of my favorite songs on the deluxe. Urge with ASAP Rocky, banger. I liked OK Loser. Head High is one of her best rap songs in her entire career. No one mentions that one. I don't think you guys know what that is.
No.
Head High. I'm mentioning it and y'all don't even know what that is. Yeah. Which is crazy because this is like one of her best written songs, one of her best everything in my opinion.
What is it called again?
Head High, Head High.
Okay.
I think it's such a good song. I mean, also the way she starts off Scarlet 2 Claude was like with Acknowledge Me, which is such a good strong start. And then this too is also great. You know, you have Gun, Go Off, Shecho, Gore Hills, Skull and Bones, which a lot of people were saying sounded like a Tyler song. Attention, one of her best rap performances I think she's ever given us. That music video was crazy. It was a good way to like bring in the new Scarlet era.
Is this the one with the Gore Hills?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's only one I know.
I think the fact that you just said that sentence like really proves that this is like an underrated album.
There is another track that I really, really, really like on that album, but I can't say it. It's like a hype song. Like it feels like you just like you jump around. Like it just feels like energetic and like.
Yeah, like, I remember going up to my friends in high school and be like, "Guys, this song is like amazing," and they were like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "You don't get it. You don't." Okay, Demons is really good. A lot of people liked Ouchies. 97, I like Gun. Shecho has one of her best samples ever. Love Life. Bro, and then this is a kind of like crazy lore. She like didn't have What You Mean Freestyle and Shecho on the actual CD and stuff because I think they were last minute additions, which kind of makes them like deluxe in a way. I don't know. But those are like two of my favorites on the album. She performed the life out of it on her tour. The tour was so cool. And then if you go find the album now, at the very bottom, you'll have like three more songs, but they're just kind of like they have features from The Joy, which I think is like I don't really know who they are, but it makes the songs really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, like please.
It was very overhated. I remember when it came out. Even that whole era.
Everything she did, like they just hated it. And
I remember
like,
people were like, she should stick to pop. And I was like, she can do whatever she wants. Because like she can pull off any genre and like also mold herself to fit any aesthetic too. So sometimes if she wants to appear more girly and like pop and like she can pull it off really well. And then also when she wants to like incorporate darker sounds or like a different color palette, she also knows how to adapt to that as well. Like she can pull off a lot of things.
100%. And people are like, oh, like a lot of these sounds like songs sound like they could have just been on Planet Her. And I'm like,
no they don't.
As someone who's listened to Planet Her like 1,000 times, I've like played it front to back to front on loop. Like I know that album like the back of my hand. No they don't. They really don't.
It really doesn't. No.
No, like Urge would not be on there. You would not have Demons for sure. Maybe a Gore Hills. Yeah. Like on her new album, Acts of Service, that one sounds like it's like a Gore Hills' sister.
Mm-hmm.
But it also sounds like a completely different vibe, which is what I'm saying. It's like, I think that's such a stupid argument to be like, oh, like this sounds like it could have won the last album. Like if an artist makes different music, it's always going to sound like there's some crossover because it's the same person making it.
Yeah, some overlaps.
That's
there.
Just bound to happen. I think that's such a stupid thing to say, like, oh, this sounds like it could have been on a different album. Well,
it's all the same artist.
It's the same art. Yeah, it's the same artist. Like,
discography.
Just listen to all their music. Like,
what I'm saying. Well, I mean, you're saying that you haven't listened to.
What do you mean? I listened to Scarlet actually in high school.
How many of them do you remember?
All of them. I know F the Girls.
Cool. Kara,
I like F the Girls a lot, and I like.
Yeah. I got you.
I mean, Agoura Hills, obviously.
Did you listen to the deluxe?
Demons. The deluxe? Is it the one where it's like her hair?
Yeah.
I don't think I listened to that.
Missing out. I think Nose has some of the best songs. Okay, Loser, fire.
Okay, Loser.
Piss had to grow on me because Piss is a weird one. My favorite lines, all my diamonds look like piss. First listen, I was like, wow, this is really bad. And then it kind of clicked. I was like, yo, this is like,
yo, decent. Like maybe all her diamonds do look like piss. Like,
maybe. It's like, you know what? Wow. Now I agree with her. Like, I second you on that one. Yeah, guys, please just like, if like, give do me a favor. Just everyone go back with a fresh set of ears and listen to Scarlett 2 Claude.
You mentioned controversial.
Yeah, I did.
Well, let me go even more controversial.
Okay.
I'll do so, me. Let's now like, let's all hold hands and recite the saying. Ready?
Oh, no.
Separate the art from the artist. So now here, this album that I chose is not actually as controversial as you think, because it was written and released in 2007 to 2008,
oh, so it's like,
which was before Kanye's public controversies. So this was in the beginning when he was like stepping into the industry for the first time.
I feel like a lot of people do listen to early Kanye though.
Yeah, because this was like, and this album was like the last album before he became like the Kanye you know today.
Like,
you know,
a big public person.
Yes, yes. Okay, I picked this album because not only is it in my music top four, but I actually also own a CD of it. But I believe that not only I, but like most music critics all collectively believe that this is one of the most influential and credited rap albums of all time. Did I even say the name? It's 808s and Heartbreak by Kanye West. Came out in 2008. It started off as like a sappy album that critics went like crazy over because of its heavy use of auto-tune and like singing elements. But honestly, this shouldn't be even considered a rap album because actually Kanye doesn't rap in the album at all. Like, he just sings in the album. It's kind of a historical piece that shifted rap forever, low-key. Cool. Because artists like Drake, Travis Scott, Juice WRLD, Future, The Weeknd, they all claim to like take inspiration from this album because it's very emotional, vulnerable. Yeah, emotional vulnerability is like a huge part of this album. So this led a drastic shift in his musical style from like his previous album, which I'm pretty sure is Graduation. So you could probably imagine the shift of like, yeah, Graduation, Get Lit, Watch Out World, you know? And then the year after, he releases 808s and Heartbreak. So as emotional and raw this album is, it layered a bunch of like punchy and bassy upbeat 808 drums, hence the name, which genuinely, it adds like depth and impact. I think the best way to describe the vibe of this album, I wrote this down like 2 years ago. It was like being stuck in a really bad snowstorm trying to commute to Toronto, and it's super cold, super dark, but like the city lights of like Dundas Square adds like color and light. Which
you're cooking.
No, you're cooking. Exactly.
Adding really vivid like visuals.
Yes. My favorite tracks are Paranoid, which is definitely the most like happy-go-lucky sounding. I love Amazing. The tribal drums are really good. I think the biggest hit on this album is Heartless.
Oh,
everyone knows that one.
Everybody does.
I like Welcome to Heartbreak featuring Kid Cudi, who is like my second favorite rapper.
Kid Cudi's really good too. Yes. I was thinking of choosing his album.
Really? Which one? Men on the Moon?
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also co-wrote like majority of this album, which makes sense. And this is one of his most, as I said, one of his most vulnerable and emotional albums, probably his last. It really showcased his talent, creativity, super innovative, and was considered different at the time. He like got made fun of it a lot, but now this album inspired like a new generation of rappers to like open up more in their lyrics. Rather than like back then when they would only rap about like cars and chains,
and
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he like opened that door for new rappers. And I think that's really special.
Yeah, that is.
But I do, okay, disclaimer, I don't condone to Kanye as a person and his actions.
We as on Ox.
Oh, yeah. And I miss the old, sorry. Never mind. Okay.
That's it. Should we do some honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions time. Yes. I'll go last because I have some.
Okay. Should I go first again?
Sure.
I have one, and it's Chromacopia. I really, really, really like Chromacopia. It's a very recent rap album. It combines hip hop as well, and also experimental sounds, just like Brockhampton as well, which Tyler is known for in most of his albums. It doesn't sound like a straightforward genre. It always sounds like a mix of a bunch of things together. I really, really like Balloon on that album because it really showcases not only like his rapping, but also Doechii's rapping. And I really, really like it when the two of them are together on a song. They both sound really, really good together. And also the production is really good. It's like really, really jolly. It sounds super like silly. It's also called Balloon. Like,
it's like that one dog silly. With the propeller hat. And, like,
yeah, the dog
lollipop.
With the propeller hat and then the lollipop yeah. holding in their
That's
hand.
Such a good duo. Right?
It is really, it is such a good duo. I really, really like that album. Another honorable mention would be lots of Kid Cudi's songs. One song in particular, I think it's Rose Golden featuring Willow. It's so good. Gosh. It's so good. I feel like I'm ascending when I listen to it. But yeah, it's featuring Willow, and Willow's the type of person to like try to like make a song sound mystical and magical, like yeah. Moonbeam Ice Cream.
She has so that sound.
She has that mm-hmm. sound. So when her and Kid Cudi like collab together on a song,
that's such a good...
it sounds so like magical.
You
very
wouldn't expect
whimsical.
That duo, but it works.
I know, you wouldn't like think of that duo, but they do really, really mesh well together, and their voices do mesh well together as well.
For sure. I have one album. Oh. It's The Low End Theory by A Tribe Called Quest, but literally their whole discography.
Yeah, I stand by that. Yeah.
They're a huge like pioneer of like the style called jazz rap, which is one of my favorites.
One of my favorite raps. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, they blend jazz, funk, and hip hop. Super huge in the 90s, so you know they don't play with their flow.
Yep.
I have like a whole playlist of like jazz hip-hop that I listen to like every morning. Ooh. And it really makes my day. It really does. Like after a bad day, just put that on.
Real.
Some other artists that like fall under the category: Brockhampton, mentioned already.
Yes.
Kid Cudi, mentioned already.
Yes.
Schoolboy Q.
Just that whole sound, that whole type
I
of
love
sound.
Experimental rap too.
Oh, so good. Yes. So good.
I love all of Childish Gambino's discography.
Yes.
Can't imagine the world without his music. I'm not even being dramatic.
Yep.
90s hip hop, all of them. Mm-hmm. I used to like a lot of Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and yeah, that's it.
Oh, I really like GNX as well by Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, that was a recent one. Also, other artists you can consider Cloud Rap, Echo 2K, and others I rather not name.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's it. Also, Don Toliver. All of his albums. Yeah. Not one miss.
And Doechii.
Went to his concert. Crazy.
Doechii as well.
Doechii. Yeah.
I know you mentioned Kendrick Lamar, GNX, but I'm personally taking Damn or Mr. Morale with the Big Steppers, or I'm taking especially Good Kid, Mad City. Megan's self-titled album, Megan, great album. I liked Boa. People really liked his.
Boa's really good.
Like a Freak on the Deluxe, great song as well.
I love Megan Thee Stallion too. Like, I love watching like her interviews on YouTube.
Yeah,
they're
really
so fun.
Top
like,
10 female rappers, 100%.
Yes, and 100%.
If y'all have the audacity to say every song sounds the same, you've never listened to the Trauma Scene, and it's obvious because that one has some of her most diverse songs to date. Flip Flop, Consistency, Star with Lucky Day, that's a banger. Plan B, and then Sweetest Pie with Dua Lipa. I thought that was a Dua Lipa song featuring Megan Thee Stallion. No, it's not. It's a Megan Thee Stallion song featuring Dua Lipa. And y'all have the audacity to say she has no versatility. That is the versatility. Y'all just don't want to see it. Joey Valance and Bray, if y'all want that like fun club rap music, that's where I would go to. Vince Staples, really good. Flo Milli, underrated. JPEG Mathias.
Very experimental
album. I Lay Down My Life For You, crazy album. I would like Sin Miedo, and I also like Either On or Off the Drugs. That's a really good song. I used to be really into Migos.
I love Stir Fry.
Stir Fry.
Stir Fry by Migos is a masterpiece.
Culture 2 is one of I think that's their best album in my opinion. That has Motorsport on it. That has Stir Fry.
It's like a middle school staple. Yeah.
Middle
your
school
age.
Staple. This is our middle school classic.
Our childhood.
I used to be so to.
I remember Motorsport and Stir Fry were like the top songs of all time.
Narcos was my favorite. I used to love Narcos, and then I don't even know. I was so into them. ASAP Rocky.
Yes.
Obviously my goat. If y'all don't listen to him, highly recommend. I like Fashion Killer. His song Taylor Swift. That's the only Taylor Swift I listen to.
Yes.
And he has just a lot of really good songs. And I really think he's dope. And I think y'all should listen to him. But besides honorable mentions, what are you guys listening to this week?
This week?
What's been on loop for you guys?
What's been on aux for you guys?
What's been on
aux? I've been getting back into like my folk music or like just like slower indie music recently. Mm-hmm. The slower songs. Because it's winter.
Right now. Yeah.
I've been listening to Big Thief more than I should. Because, like, I love it. I listen to Big Thief a lot in high school, and I listen to it a lot during the winter and the fall to get into the fall and winter moods. Are all of the fall and winter moods good?
No.
No. But
it does the job.
Yes. I'm listening to a lot of Fiona Apple as well. A lot of When the Pawn. A lot of that. Just a lot of, like, fall transitioning into winter. I started listening to a lot of the Sundays. I've been listening to a lot of the Sundays, and I've been listening to a lot of Olivia Dean. Ooh, I really
get
like
into
Olivia
her so bad. I love her voice.
Her voice is phenomenal, honestly. And I understand why she's getting so famous now. Her songs are so catchy. They're so good.
As for those who know, I'm not a playlist listener, but I've been really listening to this one playlist I have. I'll Come Back For You by Malcolm Todd. That's been on loop. Satellite, Harry Styles, also on loop.
Oh, I love that album, Harry Styles.
Yes. Fashion Killer by A$AP Rocky. I love that one. Boyfriends by Harry Styles, also on loop. Haley's Comet by Billie Eilish. Been listening to that one. She Needs Him by Hers. Also listened to that one. Corduroy Dreams by Rex Orange County. Listening to that one a lot. Fluorescent Adolescent by Arctic Monkeys.
One of my favorite Arctic Monkeys songs.
Such a good song. Yeah. That's such a good song.
And I saw it live.
Oh, lucky.
So good.
Whatever.
It's fine. Yeah.
A lot of Malcolm Todd Girl, for me
whatever.
Recently.
Girl, whatever.
I'll Take Care of You by Tyler, the Creator. Oh, Stranger by Doja Cat on her new album, V. I'm a huge advocate for that song. That's such a banger. And then also, I'll be done after this. Eusexua Afterglow.
Ooh.
Yes. Hard. I think my favorite right now. Low-key, that's like one of the best ones.
Better than Cheap Hotel?
Better than Cheap Hotel, better than Sushi. Yeah, no, I'm switched over. I think I'm on Hard.
I just
really like Sushi. Hard is so good. I think Hard is so much better than Sushi. Hard is so good. Cheap Hotel. FK6 really hitting right now.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. I manifested the Dijon concert last episode. I was like, I wanted to go to the Dijon concert, but it's like too expensive or whatever. Like, I don't know. My older cousin like DM'd me yesterday offering to go with me. Like, she was like, I have two tickets. Like, let's go. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Me and Katarina have been like manifesting, like we're manifesting demons right now. Like, we've been manifesting everything.
The on ox.
We literally like we sat. In like we sat on two chairs. We sat on two chairs in a circle, and then in October, and then we held hands, and then we played like a bunch of songs.
No, we played.
We played Claro.
Make sure you say that. We manifested to Claro.
We turned on Claro, and then we held hands in a circle, closed our eyes, and then manifested everything we wanted to manifest. And then the moment October ended, everything started happening like simultaneously, like that we were manifesting.
And there were things that like we didn't even think would happen. Boom, 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 boom. Like back to
like
back.
Like dominoes.
And it's like it all looks back to Claro. Every time I listen to Claro, something happens. Claro,
Thank you, Claire. She's been doing so much.
She's been saving our lives. She's changing our lives for the good.
I'm gonna name some artists. So we have The Internet.
Ooh. Sorry. Yes.
Ooh.
You're gonna react after each one.
Ooh.
I'm in my hyper pop dance electronic phase once again. So
of course.
I don't know if there's this artist called Boy 2000. There's AC Flow, Camouflage. They're very small artists, but I think you should tap in if you want that little dancey feeling. Yep. I've been liking Lily Allen. She's a little outdated. No one listens to her, but like I love
her. I heard her
oh, yeah,
new album.
Album
is really good.
Mm-hmm. West End Girl. I like this artist, Lucy Bedrock. Listen to their song, How to Pretend, now.
Okay.
I know we always mention like mystical, magical, but like this one is like all of those like emotions combined into one song.
Yeah, so we did a lot of talking today, and honestly, I don't think we have a lot of time for the new music segment, but just like keep looking at our Instagram and stuff, and we'll announce anything we like over there.
Yes.
Feel free to check out our link tree and follow our music board.
Us new music.
Yes, guys, we have a Google form. Send us something, please. Anyone, send us literally anything. We'd really appreciate it, and it'd be cool and fun, and we'll even name drop you if you want. We're very grateful for you guys tuning in to this episode of On Ox.
Yeah.
Yet again, my name is Frank.
I'm Katarina.
I'm Kara.
And we're on Ox.
On Ox.
Yes.
On Ox.
On Ox.
See you next episode.
See you next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.